Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that most of the news that we're getting right now on coronavirus, on the COVID-19 pandemic, is not tremendously encouraging. We are in the process of ramping up our vaccination program. That's a good thing. Everybody should avail themselves to the extent they possibly can of getting those vaccines, but we are still approaching. I checked this morning, it's 425,000 of our fellow citizens have died. So there are more and more people in a dramatic way who are confronting unexpected death. But if you confront death that is deeply expected, long anticipated, long suffering illnesses, that is also a life-changing event. There is a new book that suggests that it can change your life not only in a tragic, hurtful way, but in a way that enhances the quality of your life. The book is called The Beauty of What Remains, How Our Greatest Fear Becomes Our Greatest Gift. The author is Rabbi Steve Leder, who for... Is it 30 years, Steve, that you've been at Wilshire Boulevard Temple?
33 plus.
Which is extraordinary, considering the contentious nature of Jewish boards of directors and congregational life generally. Surviving 33 years is a great tribute. Part of that is because of his great humanity. This is his latest best-selling book. His others have also talked about some of the most serious incidents and issues in life. A great focus of your new book, and it's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. The book is called The Beauty of What Remains. A focus is on your father. And
yes.
You had a, as most people do, a fairly complicated relationship with your dad.
Yes. I grew up in a working-class family. My parents were married at 17 and 18 and had five children before they were 30. And they were both escaping abusive homes and found each other and immediately got married. They knew very little to nothing about parenting. And I grew up with a very, very harsh, demanding, driven, crude, hilarious, food-loving, sunshine-loving dad. But there was a lot of fear in my home growing up and a lot of anxiety. And then my father, which is all sort of chronicled in the book, developed Alzheimer's at 75 years old and had a 10-year journey through Alzheimer's. And I was a part of that journey with him, along with my siblings and partly my mother. And the book is really exploring two things. First of all, it's a field guide to the many ways death comes to teach us about life. What do we do? When do we do it? How do we do it? Why do we do it? And how is it helpful to us in the grieving and healing and moving forward process? That is combined with this golden thread that goes through the book, which is my exploration of moving from the role of Steve Leder, the rabbi, to Steve Leder, the son. And what I learned in that transition from rabbi to son that has caused me to rethink so much of what I used to teach and used to do to help people through loss and grief.
1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I'm speaking to Rabbi Steve Leder. His most recent book, his new book, is The Beauty of What Remains. You talk about what you learned that supplemented your experience, and you say in the book that you have counseled at least 1,000 different grieving families during your rabbinate. So what did you learn with your own father's illness and death that you had not learned from those previous encounters with congregants?
There were three major things that I learned. The first is, I used to say to people at the cemetery before the service began, I would look in the eyes and I would say, Michael, the most honest thing I can say to you right now is it won't always hurt so much. And then my father died, and I don't say that any longer. What I say is, Michael, the most honest and helpful thing I can say to you is it won't always hurt so often. There's a big difference. Because you and I are of a generation, we were raised on the work of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who put grief into stages. And I push back against that very hard in the book, because to grieve in stages implies first you feel A, then you feel B, then you feel C, then you feel D, and then it's done. And that's not true. So I learned that grief is much more like waves. They come very close together. They're very powerful at first. Then they start to grow further apart. Then sometimes you can have calm, beautiful seas for a week, a month, a year even. And when your back is turned, a massive rogue wave of grief appears, and it can just take you down. And so what I learned is that I had to change my own default setting and my teaching. My default setting before my father died, when being, chased by a wave, was to stand my ground, chest forward, feet planted, because I am going to be stronger than this wave. And we all know what happens sometimes when you do that. You end up upside down, thrown against the rocks and gasping for air. What I learned about grief is that when that wave comes, the better thing to do is to lie down, let it wash over you, and float with it until you can stand up again. That's a major adjustment, that grief is a non-linear process, which is contrary to everything we were taught. Grief is non-linear. I say in the book, anyone who thinks the shortest distance between two points is a straight line doesn't understand grief. The second thing that I reassessed was my understanding of memory. You know, not just rabbis, I think all of us have these kind of flippant things we say about memory. May his memory be a blessing. She'll live on in your memories. And all of that's true, but there's a duality to memory that death teaches us that people are not really honest about. And that duality is that, yes, memory is so beautiful, and it really, really hurts sometimes. You know, in the book, I say it's like being caressed and spat on at the same time. That's memory. And knowing
makes it easier to be peaceful about it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the other points that you emphasize in the book, and I want to get to that, is that it's a different kind of death when you have a 10-year journey through Alzheimer's disease, because part of your mourning, the sense of absence of your father as you had always known him, comes before the moment of death. I want to speak about that and also speak about the beauty of what remains. What is most positive of the experience of confronting death and dying? What about that? If you were talking about this wave of grief, do you think it makes it easier or more difficult to lose someone after an extended illness as opposed to a sudden death?
I think it's the same. It's just a question of when it begins. I have this theory that we all grieve, let's say, to a number 10 for people we love. Sometimes we grieve the first five of those steps before the person dies because it's a long, protracted illness, and the last five after. So if it's a sudden death, all 10 degrees of grief come after. But the problem, the difficulty, the truth about dementia and Alzheimer's is that people actually die twice. They die as the person you knew them to be, and then their body dies. And that's what
makes it such a painful experience. We will get to more, and we can take some of your questions. 1-800-955-1776 with Rabbi Steve Leder. His book is posted on our website, The Beauty of What Remains, How Our Greatest Fear Becomes Our Greatest Gift. How does that transition occur? That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. You pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Steve Leader is the senior rabbi of Wilshire Boulevard Temple, one of, if not the largest Jewish congregation in the United States. His new book is called The Beauty of What Remains, How Our Greatest Fear Becomes Our Greatest Gift. And Steve, you're engaging in an unusual opportunity for people in this time of pandemic to interact with you very directly. This is after our show is over, so it's at 4 o'clock Pacific time, is it?
Correct. That's right.
And let people know, I think we're going to put a link at our website at michaelmedved.com. This is an interaction between you and Bob Saget, who
right.
is not just a Hollywood figure. He's somebody who's had his own experience of grief in a unique way.
Yeah.
You want to explain?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that Bob, who's a really good friend of mine, his parents suffered the loss of 4 children. And Bob himself almost died when he was 20 years old of a burst appendix. So he grew up in a home where death felt like it was everywhere. And we're going to have a very thoughtful and sometimes, of course, hilarious, because it is Bob Saget, conversation at the Stryker Center, Temple Emanuel Stryker Center, which will be at 4 o'clock Pacific time and, of course, 7 o'clock East Coast time. And I think there'll be a link on your website. People can sign up for it. I think there are a couple thousand people already attending. I think it's going to be a really, really interesting conversation.
And without question, it will be. Your book, The Beauty of What Remains, again posted at our website, is inherently interesting. One of the things that you talk about is the unique challenge of counseling people who have experienced the death of children. That's a different kind of grief, isn't it?
It's a more intense kind of grief. It's an unnatural occurrence, obviously, or certainly feels that way in modernity. You know, it's easy to forget that, you know, 500 years ago, 50% of all children didn't live to see their 5th birthday. But in our culture, in modernity, most children do pretty well and outlive their parents. And so it's a kind of unnatural order of things in our context. And, you know, when children die, it creates, the closest thing I can give you as a way of understanding it is, it's like a phantom limb after an amputation. People who have limbs amputated talk about this feeling of a phantom limb. And the way the poet put it is, it's the absence that is forever present. I think that's just such a perfect way of understanding that feeling. It's an absence that is always with you and present. Now, what can we do in such a case? And this is part of why I called the book The Beauty of What Remains. The challenge is to make our child's life beautiful. And to also make them beautiful in death, if we have to cross over that terrible river. To find ways to ennoble our lives as a result of the loss. To find ways to memorialize them, their beauty, their laughter, their passions, their love. And to learn to live with an absence that is forever present. There is nothing more difficult for a rabbi than being with a family to bury a child. Nothing.
One of the things that you write about in The Beauty of What Remains is the standard consolation that is often given, particularly by members of clergy, to mourners, is you will meet again. You have a different perspective on that after your own father's passing. Explain.
Well, I actually believe in an afterlife, but not necessarily an afterlife that is corporeal. You know, I like to think of it when I teach it to children. I talk about the difference between a body and a soul, but for adults, it's a pretty simple way to understand this. Any of us who have ever seen a dead body, we know it is so abundantly clear that that is not the person we loved. It is an empty vessel. There is so much more to us than our corporeal beings. And the way I like to think of it, it's almost like a cocoon and a butterfly. The body's a cocoon, and when it dies, it releases something so beautiful. Now, where does it go? How does it evidence itself? Of course, there's only one way to find out, but I have had too many experiences myself. I feel my father every day. He still makes me laugh. He still comes up with just the right Yiddish word to describe the person or the situation I'm looking at. He still reminds me to be humble. He still reminds me to work hard. I still hear the music he sang. And you know, yeah, I think some people, Michael, would say, well, those are just projections. To which I respond, those projections are an afterlife. They're an afterlife. They're real. Because they're within me, and I feel them very deeply. And in some ways, my relationship with my father is better and deeper and more beautiful now than it was when he was alive. Particularly during those last horrible years when he had Alzheimer's, when he wasn't even my father. So I really believe in the afterlife of memory, and I believe in the afterlife of these signs, whether projected or real. And it's very comforting and very real for me. And I've just heard too many stories from too many other people to dismiss it as coincidence. I don't believe it's coincidence.
In terms of counseling people during COVID-19, is that more difficult?
No, actually it's not, because COVID-19 already does some of the hard work of stripping away. You know, we've all lost so much during this pandemic. Whether, you know, whether it's a human being of some, a loved one, yes, but we've all lost our freedom. We've lost our sense of invulnerability. We all feel so vulnerable. We've lost businesses, money, jobs. Our children have lost the right to go to school, which is where they belong. And most of all, Michael, I think the worst of it, other than the death, of course, is we've lost the ability to enjoy and meet one of the most fundamental human needs, which is touch. We've lost the ability to touch and to hold the people we love. So there's tremendous loss everywhere. And in that stripping away, then the question becomes, well, what have we gained? You know, I always say to people, if you have to walk through hell, and we are walking through hell right now, do not come out empty-handed. Come out with something beautiful that will remain in your life. So I would ask people not only to think about how the pandemic has made your life worse, let's talk about how it's made your life better and whether or not you're going to hold on to those things when you're tempted to get spun back into the centrifuge of life when things return to normal.
The book, The Beauty of What Remains, the author, Rabbi Steve Leder. I know you have to go, but I hope you will come back, because there is obviously so much more to talk about. We will go directly to your calls coming up on The MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is The Michael MedVet Show. Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will start working on an aggressive new stimulus package next week.
Congress must pursue a bold and robust course of action to defeat the disease, recover our economy, get our country back to normal.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying that they cannot undershoot this effort to address a continuing and urgent situation. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, believes President Trump's sweeping executive orders are not worker-friendly and also will put the brakes on domestic energy production.
Willfully throwing our own people out of work. reducing our domestic energy security, raising costs and prices for working families, all for no meaningful impact on global temperatures.
The number of workers seeking first-time unemployment claims dropped to 847,000 this last week. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a big news on that prospect of renaming a few schools, actually some 44 of them in San Francisco. Why? We will get to that. Let me go first to Jeff in Seattle. Jeff, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, Michael. I really enjoyed that last guest. I have some firsthand experiences that are related to what he was talking about. About 15 years ago, I kind of had a near-death experience that involved a freak accident caused by an animal lover and a canine distemper-infected raccoon that was hit by a car. And I spent 3 days in a coma, and on the third day, they sort of determined that chances of waking up were pretty minimal. So I dodged that bullet, obviously.
Well, wait, and how did you end up in the coma? It had to do with a raccoon?
I was traveling pretty quickly on a bicycle, training for the Seattle-Portland bike ride, and probably doing about 25 miles an hour, and we encountered a woman with a broom and a wounded raccoon. She'd seen get hit by a car. She was trying to contain it because she had called animal control and was assuming they'd fly a helicopter with a medevac team out there to take care of this wounded raccoon. So she didn't want it to wander off, and that's when we encountered her, and I ended up doing three somersaults over the handlebars of my bicycle at 25 miles an hour.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Okay.
Grand mal seizures, hose down my neck off to Harborview, and diffuse axonal injury is a pretty horrible thing that can happen to you, and that's what they diagnosed me with, and the prospects were pretty dim. But anyway, I came out of that. A month, a week, and a day later, my father passed away from bone cancer he had been fighting. And I actually had a fairly easy time with that because I felt like I'd been there and it's not that bad. And in the years following that, my mother had progressive Parkinson's, and I would tell people, you say goodbye to her a little bit at a time because it's just sort of see the deterioration over time. Just a couple months before she died, my younger brother was at the Swedish hospital for some surgery, and they put him under, did the surgery, and couldn't wake him up, and determined that he had a blood clot accumulating in his brain, and they couldn't wake him up. So we didn't tell Mom, and she passed away about a couple months later. So we thought, well, she got a nice surprise, go to heaven and find her son.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of stuff that kid nervous with what he was talking about.
Right, and again, you have been surrounded by death. We're all surrounded by death. I mean, ultimately,
sure.
That's because there's no life without it. But when you were in a coma, did you have any recollection of brain activity, anything like that during your coma? Did you said you had a near-death experience. People sometimes come back from that and they describe things. Did you have that kind of experience, Jeff?
No, I do not recall any supernatural weird things. It must not have been all that bad because I was in a pretty good spirit. So I was diagnosed as sort of manic because I found humor in everything, and I was the farthest thing from being depressed. And a lot of people with traumatic brain injuries have a lot of struggles, and I had a pretty easy time.
Well, I'm glad you were blessed with that, and I appreciate your call. And we should all come out of this pandemic, God willing, intact. I'll tell you what's not intact is this is such an idiotic story. San Francisco scraps 44 school names, citing reckoning with racism. Now, we covered this story months ago because they set up this commission to determine how many schools we have to change their names. 44! And they include schools that are named for Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, even a school named for Senator Feinstein. And why is that school being renamed? It's because Senator Feinstein allowed a Confederate flag that had been vandalized in front of City Hall to be replaced. So you can't have a school named in her honor? I mean, I'm not sure I want to have a school named after Dianne Feinstein anyway, but to have it taken away. The fascinating thing about this is the primacy that the left gives to this kind of political correctness, which is just insane. Okay, here we are in a pandemic. They estimate that it will cost about $10,000 per school, so $440,000 of taxpayer money to rename these schools. And as far as I can tell, there is no final decision on who they're now going to be named after, since you can't name them after Abraham Lincoln or George Washington or Dianne Feinstein. Is the... the idea of spending that money on renaming schools that no kids are attending right now because the San Francisco schools are still closed. This was so offensive that the mayor of San Francisco, Lennon Breed, had condemned this entire program, but they're going forward with it anyway. And what's interesting to me is finally a little bit of decent coverage about Abraham Lincoln. It says, in the New York Times, their coverage of this story, it says, Lincoln, who had a high school in the city named for him and also made the list, has been criticized for his response to the so-called Minnesota Uprising, in which more than 300 Native Americans were sentenced to death by a military court after being accused of attacking white settlers. They weren't accused. They did attack white settlers. There are 800 who were killed. Lincoln said he found a lack of evidence in most of the cases and reduced the number of condemned from 332 to 38, who were hanged in what was thought to be the largest mass execution in U.S. history. And the basis for them removing the name Listen to this. The commission said that it would remove the name of anyone who had engaged in the subjugation and enslavement of human beings, no Jefferson, of course, or who oppressed women, inhibiting societal progress, or whose actions led to genocide, or who otherwise significantly diminished the opportunities of those amongst us to the right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There's a school that was named after James Denman, who was a former superintendent of the school district. He denied proper educational opportunities to Chinese students, so that school is going to be renamed. This process, honestly, is a great opportunity for people in the Biden administration to point out some of the extremes and to stand up against some of the extremes of cancel culture. Because if you're going to change a high school that's named after George Washington, what about a capital of the United States that is named after George Washington? What about the state that I live in? And speaking of political correctness, what do you say about a nation that is taking the position that they are not going to take any more refugees, no more asylum seekers? What awful, evil, right-wing enclave has made that decision? Actually, it's one of those nice Scandinavian countries that everybody always says, oh, we've got to be more like them. Do we really want to follow the example of Denmark in this regard? We will get to that and to more coming up on The Medved Show.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
The Michael Medved Show.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special of DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Prime Minister of Denmark, yes, of Denmark, no, she's not an upcoming guest on the Michael Medved show, but she has announced, her name is Mette Frederiksen, she says her ambition is for Denmark not to offer asylum to any refugees at all. And look, you hear about this and you look at the picture and you see the story, you see, oh, she's some kind of right winger who got in Denmark. She's not. She's a socialist. She's a social democratic party. She's a trade unionist. She's on the left. But Prime Minister Frederiksen said she wanted to reduce asylum applications in Denmark to zero. She said that to the parliament. That's what our target is. Of course, we can't promise it. She said, we can't promise zero asylum seekers, but we can create a vision, like we did before the election, that we want a new asylum system and then do what we can to implement it. 2020 saw a total of 1,547 asylum seekers registered in Denmark, the lowest number since records began 22 years ago. A combination of COVID-19 pandemic and Denmark's stringent rules and policies are considered to be factors in the low figure for 2020. What's fascinating about this is everybody, particularly people on the left, always talk about. I had a question about this that a caller brought up the other day. What would you like? Wouldn't you like to be more like Scandinavia? And the fact is that so many people on the left in America think Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland, these are ideal countries. They've just worked it out so well. They're generous welfare states. They're humane. Okay, they have tougher rules on refugees and asylum seekers than we do. And certainly the desire to get to zero for Denmark, now it's a little country. I understand that. They've also had real problems with Islamic terror in Denmark. Why? Because of those cartoons that appeared to the Prophet Muhammad. Remember, that was in a Danish newspaper. But I think it's worth trying to look behind the headlines sometimes and looking behind the cliches to see what is really going on in other parts of the world. Let me go to Barbara in Bothell, Washington. Barbara, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. I really enjoyed the segment that you had with the rabbi about death and the joy after death. And I have been in groups before that have talked about their near-death experiences and about what they learned on the other side. And how wonderful it is and how loving it is and how comforting it is. And I've even known ministers who have told me that their children who were killed in Afghanistan during the war came back to them in a vision. And these are not whacked out ministers. These are honest to God Christian ministers. And
is this a waking vision or is it a dream?
No, it's a waking vision. And I've had female friends whose fathers have come back to them, fathers who were not good to them when they were alive, and they have apologized. And, you know, there's a tremendous forgiveness that's involved. And I'd like to recommend two books by Michael Newton, who is a PhD, who has studied near-death experiences by talking to people who have had them.
I don't know his work, but look, I find the subject fascinating. I will tell you, Barbara, I have had dreams featuring my father in particular, but also recently my late mother, and my mother's been gone for 21 years now. But and what's so strange about the dreams is you wake up and they are so realistic, and you know, I wake up and think, oh, I have to ask Dad about that. Well, he's been gone for 11 years. I appreciate your call and your perspective. There is this incredible focus going on over the stock market and volatility in the stock market. And that has led to, well, an exchange on Twitter that will qualify as our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the Internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, this is a tweet alert between it's a bickering couple. They're deeply romantic, of course. We're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the House of Representatives and Ted Cruz in the U.S. Senate. By the way, it's not true. I don't think these people have ever had much to say to each other except unpleasantness. But right now there's a lot of news about market volatility, and Robinhood was restricting trading on its platform on certain volatile stocks like GameStop, which is famous all of a sudden. So AOC wrote this in her Twitter account. She wrote, "This is unacceptable. We now need to know more about Robinhood's decision to block retail investors from purchasing stock while hedge funds are freely able to trade the stock as they see fit. As a member of the Financial Services Committee, I'd support a hearing if necessary." Ted Cruz tweeted back at her, "Fully agree." And then AOC tweeted back to Ted Cruz, "I am happy to work with Republicans on this issue where there's common ground. But you almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago. So you can sit this one out. Happy to work with almost any other GOP that aren't trying to get me killed. In the meantime, if you want to help, you can resign." Uh-huh. Can you feel the love tonight? Look, she says, "I would be happy to work with almost any other GOP that aren't trying to get me killed." How do you feel about working with Senator Josh Hawley? Does that work for you, Representative Ocasio-Cortez? That it seems to me, is a telling exchange. We're going to be speaking next hour a little bit about the meaning, about why this entire back and forth and back and forth on the question of GameStop and day traders versus hedge funds, why this seems to have so much resonance right now. We're going to be speaking about the meaning of all of that. And there's breaking news today that deaths in New York nursing homes from COVID-19 may have been underestimated by up to 50%. It's awful and tragic. Now, what does that mean? What that means is not that they didn't know that people died. They were aware that people died. It's just they listed a different cause of death. It's the same reason that they believe that, well, certain countries, in particular Russia, greatly, greatly undercounted their COVID-19 deaths because they attributed a number of COVID deaths to other people, to other causes. Speaking of other causes, what about this idea of letting people off and not blaming them for violence and destructiveness and defiance of the law if it's on the left, but fairly ruthlessly pursuing kinds of problems that are on the right? And people are screaming and hollering about free speech. What about license plates? You remember that recently in a number of states, there were attempts to try to make it impossible to get a vanity plate that normally you can pay for and you can get what you want, but you couldn't get plates that had pro-life messages. Well, now there's a real question in Alaska about, and it may not be the same car. It may be two different cars. It's a black Hummer and another Hummer of indeterminate color that one displayed a license plate that said Führer, yeah, like Hitler, and the other one said Three Reich, like Third Reich. Should those plates be permitted? Where do you draw the line? And when you talk about free speech, this is a government program. It's license plates, which are issued by the government. So you can say you can have private control of free speech, but is it appropriate for government to take that kind of control on the issue of controversial license plates? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.